From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from William Butler at the Contemporary Arts Center. He joins us to talk about the Small Wonder Gift Shop, a unique way that you can safely peruse and buy local art for the holidays. William, welcome to Out and About.
Thanks for having me on, Jen.
So this is an exciting, really pop-up retail experience that you have put together at a very critical time for local artists looking for outlets to sell their art. Can you kind of walk us through the setup of the retail space?
Right. Well, we've turned the gallery basically into a retail space. And so it just feels like a little shop. So we're that's why we're calling it a Small Wonder Gift Shop. So if people want to look at our items, we post them on Facebook and they can choose an item. We could ship it to them. I've shipped several things, one to Florida and one to Wisconsin so far. And we could also set them aside at the door for them. They could pay on our website once we, you know, correspond and we determine what their amount is based on their member discount and with sales tax. And so they could pay on our website and just pick it up, and then everything in between those two things. They could just come in and look, and we could still be safe and stay apart. And, there's not that many people coming in, so you're likely to be all alone. But if you want to have a private appointment, we can certainly do that as well. And so we can do whatever they feel that will make them feel the safest.
Give us a sense of the variety of artwork and wares that you have on display at the Small Wonder Gift Shop.
Right. I mean, just about every kind of art you can imagine, you'll see there. And the room is full of art. We have, we started out with 150 items, well over 40 artists that are involved. And it's a who's who of just about everybody around. We have Linda Andrews, Tanya Bear, Suzette Boulay. In fact, Suzette sold both of her items already. Daniel Buchanan, myself, Sis Carlson. We have some beautiful wood turn bowls again by Dwight Crane, who lives over out in the middle of nowhere, north of Champaign. Karen D'Souza, Julie Dodge, Jeremy Draper, Herb Eaton from Bloomington, Duffy Armstrong Farrell. We've got some items from the Fiber Universe on the first floor, lots of glass items, lots of ornaments from multiple artists this year. And we also have books this year, which is really cool, something we haven't had before. And we had Elizabeth Kleiss's Once Upon Peoria book, and those are all gone now. And we have a number of other books too that have been surprisingly good sellers. And by Sylvia Schultz, some of her books, for one thing. And again, we have Natalie Jackson, Billy Howd, Chris Kukla, Ceramics, Kagan Masters, Cindy Merrill made ornaments that have a CSC logo on them and other items that have CSC logo on them this year. And she's donating all of those, all the proceeds to the Contemporary Arts Center. List goes on and on. Lots of other artists, like I said, well over 40 artists. So really neat stuff. Recommend you come and check it out.
And one of the things I think that's really neat about this opportunity is the price point, right? So it's not just as if you're going to a fine art showcase where maybe you expect to see the price range starting, you know, in the $150 range. There really is a wide range of items in terms of the price at the retail space. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. You can buy things from $5 up to $300, and it's pretty much the range. So the reason we limited the size of the item is so that it would automatically tend to have a smaller price also. And so that's why you're going to find some amazing deals. I mean, something that you would never be able to buy in the store, a wood-turned bowl for $65 would be three times the amount easily in a retail space. So, I mean, a typical retail space. So definitely the deals they're going to get are awesome.
Now, talk us through the impact that this has, not only financially for local artists, but also on the morale of local artists. We have so many amazing artists who continue to live and work here in Peoria. Why is this opportunity important for them?
Well, that's really what you hit on. That is what's most important to the Contemporary Art Center, is that we support the local artists, because the art center is not really making that much money on these items. What it really is about is encouraging artists during this time to have people looking at their work and buying it is always an encouraging experience. So we want to help them mostly just feel good about sequestering and making their art and knowing that people are out there wanting it still.
William, we know this has been a challenging time for venues and spaces like the Contemporary Art Center. You have navigated all of this really beautifully, and I know that the CAC continues to rely on the support of the community through these challenging times. Can you give us a bit of a forecast of the next couple months for the Contemporary Art Center?
Right. Well, you know, we're thinking very strongly about how what things are going to look like in 2021. Instead of waiting to see if mitigations will force us to be closed, we are opting to hibernate the business for January, February. Instead of planning a bunch of events and exhibits that will then later have to be canceled, we are opting for hunkering down, saving money, and also seeking donations. And as we do that, we are also planning to make that time fruitful by doing some forward planning, focusing on some goals that otherwise we might not be able to do. But we appreciate anyone who wants to help encourage that and send donations to us. They can donate through our website at peoriacac.org and become a member online as well. And if they want to participate and give a special donation to support changing over our air conditioning system, for example, we can talk about that also.
That was William Butler from the Contemporary Art Center talking about a Small Wonder gift shop. The retail space is offering expanded holiday hours through December 18th, Tuesday and Thursdays from 11 to 7 p.m., and Wednesday, Friday, and Saturdays from 11 to 5 p.m. For more information on this and all upcoming arts events, you can visit artspartners.net. William, thank you so much for your time and for your tremendous support of local artists.
Thank you so much, Jen.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.